Tonight's shir Simon and Tess, if Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, Simon and Tess, Din, Bracha, Rishayna, Beyotze. The halachas of the first Bracha and Birchas Kriyashma. Sif Aleph. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Yotzer, Or, Uvorei, Choshech, Tiknu Lahaskimi, the Slila Bayoim, Lahoitzimi Leif Ha'api Korosim Sha'oimim, Shemish Bar Or, Labor Choshech. The Nusach of the Bracha. Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech includes that Hashem creates Or and Choshech. This takana was to mention Midas Laila Bayom, to mention the Choshech, the night by daytime, in order to counteract that which Dapi Kursim say, that there are two gods, one that made Or and one that made Choshech. So it's a Narishkeit, Dapi Kursus. There's one Mibane Shalaylam, who is the Yotzer Or and the Bari Choshech. Mishnebura Sivkon Aleph. Or. Tzarech lahafzik bein yotzer ubein or, ki hechdo lishtama yotzer. Make sure to pause between the word yotzer and or, they shouldn't join them together into yotzer. V'ayin berheitim b'shai tshuva shakasim obizat, look in berheitim b'shai tshuva, other diyukim in the nusach of the bracha. Se'if beis. Im ta'a v'omar. Now we're going to list of possible mistakes. If he makes a mistake and he says, asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim, he's starting with Marv. The Nizka Miyad, and he remembers immediately. The Amar Yotzer Or. The Gam Siyim, and he concluded properly Yotzer Hama Oros. Yotzer, that's okay. Alam Amar Bidvo Mariv Aravim. The Lo Amar Yotzer. But let's say he's taka started with Marv's Bracha, and he didn't say Yotzer Or. Or, although Siyim Yotzer Hama Oros, or he did start off with Yotzer Or, but he didn't end Yotzer Hama Oros. Either way, Lo Yotzer, he's not Yotzer. Vim Omar Yotzer Or Uvori Choshech Asher Bedvaro Ma'ariv Aravim V'gam Siyem Ma'ariv Aravim Lo Yotzer. If he said Yotzer Or Uvori Choshech and then starts with Ma'ariv Aravim and ends that way, not Yotzer. Says Drama V'u Adin Im Lo Amar T'chila Rak Yotzer Or. If he just said Yotzer Or to begin with and didn't say Asher Bedvaro Ma'ariv Aravim Im Siyem Ma'ariv Aravim, but if he ended that way, Lo Yotzer, he's not Yotzer. Avlem siyem yotze hama'oros, but if he begins yotze or, and he ends yotze hama'oros, kirit shapasach yotze or, since he begins correctly and he ends correctly, yotze, that's enough to be yotze, afal pi shehifzik b'ma'ariv aravim, even though in the middle he interrupts with ma'ariv aravim. Mishdebura sefkotin beis, miyad. The first scenario is he begins asher b'dvar ma'aravim and right away corrects himself yotze or. Davka miyad dahana b'tok de dibur. This miyad means immediately tok de dibur. Avol acha k'de dibur. After that amount of time, lo yotze is not yotze. Tok de dibur we say is the time it takes to say shalom aleichem Rebbe. If he corrects himself that quickly, it's as if he said it right in the first place. But if it took longer, he's not yotze. To lo koy habrocha shepasach. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Al Mashachazev V'Am Yotzer, because the bracha that begins Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, if he starts off with Asher B'Dvaro Ma'ariv Aravim and then delays until he chaps and then he says Yotzer Or, the Yotzer Or is not going back on the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Kimishlo Amor Miyad, since he didn't say it right away, and therefore he's not going to be Yotzer. U'Mashachazev Achakach, when the Mechaber writes afterwards V'Lo Amar Yotzer Or, if he says Bidvar of Arvim and he does not say Yotzer Or, who had din amar? It's really true even if he did say it. It's the same halacha if he did say it, but Lomiyad just didn't say it right away. Kain Kazim Pimagodim, Beshev Bach, Vapisha. Pimagodim Rice is the name of the Bach and the Pisha. Aval, however, Bidder Chachayim Posek, Der Chaim writes, Tafilu Imlo Nizkar Ad Karv Lesov Bracha, even if you only remembered at the end of the Bracha, and then he starts Yotzer Or, nonetheless, since he has not finished the bracha yet, even though it's at the very end, and sarach lahaschem rosh pirsus over choshech, you have to go back to the beginning from new. Rak yomer yotze or over choshech v'chulu at sof pirsus yotzem or. You pick up with yotze or the yotze is enough. V'chein yeshlinik l'maisa, that is what you should do l'maisa. K'mashu kas be'alocha gad be'alocha. So right away you know he's going this way because it's avol. Avol with derechachayim posek derechachayim. Paskins differently, that you don't have to go back to Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. The fact that I didn't finish the bracha yet, there's always time to start Yotzer Or and continue from there to the end. and he holds the halacha lemais mishmur that is correct, and the Bialoch is ma'arich to explain this in his takam atmiya. He can't understand why the Shulchan Aruch disagrees with this. L'chayr l'halacha, as long as you say it in there, it should be sufficient to be yaitza. Se'iv katan gimel v'lo amar. If he says bidvarom arvar avim, and he does not say yotze ar, perish. Afal pi shesiyim, even though he concludes brachat Hashem yotze hamaros, it's no good. Kivan shetchilasov emso shalok kedin lo yotze. Since the beginning and middle was done improperly, he's not yotze. V'tzaruch lachzor l'rosh, you have to go back to the beginning. Brachat Hashem elokeinu melech haolam keseder in order ad acha yotze hamaros until after the brachat says ayin be'aloch l'melech. Again, this case was when he finished the bracha, and then he chaps his mistake. So now he has to go back to the beginning and start all over again. Mishnah Berurah says, look at Be'alocha. Be'alocha brings a Vilna Goyin who disagrees with the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch. And basically, the Vilna Goyin's position is based on a Rashba that it all goes by the Chasima. The only thing that counts is the Chasima. If you did the chasima right, your yotze. As long as I end off with the bracha of yotze hamayis, that's all that counts. He also brings a Ramban that holds that way, that you don't have to go back, even though I missed the beginning. The Mechaber has his approach, as Mr. Brewer is explaining, that you need to get the beginning right and the end right. The Vilna Goyin brings the Rishonim who say, no, as long as the end is right, that's all that counts. If the end is right, that's fine. I'll give you another example of this. Comes up in Me'en Shalosh. Let's say a person had some cake or cookies and he had some grapes. So in your Me'en Shalosh bracha, you have to include the Al HaMechir and you have to include the Peres, right? The eights. Sometimes you forget at the beginning. So you're halfway through your Al HaMechir and you said Al HaMechir because that's what you're using Al HaMechir, and halfway down, you chap. You didn't say the eights. As long as at the end you include the Peres, you yaitza. Even if you didn't mention them in the beginning, I mentioned them at the end. It was a chasima. If I don't say them at the end, I have to say another main shalosh just for the pairs. But if I did it right at the end, we go by the chasima. So Mishnah Berurah brings here in the Be'alocha that the Goyin held from Rashba and Ramban, you go by the chasima, not like the way the Shulchan Aruch is following over here. Sifkat and Daud. V'hu adin. Another case, the Ramot brings, if he said Yotze Or in the beginning, and he ended Marav Aravim, he won't be Yotze. Kuli Alma Servim came. So the Mishnah Berurah says, this everyone agrees to, that the end was wrong. Kemavur Beisayis, like it says in Beisayisiv, the Hachasima Bevadai Tzorech Lizgan, this Hachasima certainly has to be Kedin. You got Machloikis, if the beginning has to be Kedin, there's no Machloikis by the Hachasima, the end has got to be right. Umadanaka Shachnach Metchilo, when the Shachnach says in the beginning, although Siyim Yotze HaMa'oiris, if you didn't end Yotze HaMa'oiris, his intent isn't only in the case when you make a mistake. You said at the beginning, just concluding that which he started with in the beginning. In other words, even if you didn't start off with Marav Arvim, you started off with Yotze Ar, but it didn't end right, it was not going to be Yotze. So it's not that it's only a problem if you begin wrong and end wrong. If you end wrong, even if you start right, it's going to be a problem. And Mechaber is not arguing. This point is Mechaber is not going to argue on this Ramah. The Gama the knockout of Omer Yotze Or Vori Choshech Hashemet Vom Aravar of him. And what he says, if you say Yotze Or Vori Choshech, and then continue Hashemet Vom Aravar of him, whom Hashem Dorosel Sain B'Sefer, he wants to conclude them. See him Yotze Oros Yotze. That if I end Yotze Oros, you will be Yotze. Even though you interrupt with Marav Aravim, like it's clear in Beis Yosef. Sivkan Hey, Rak Yotze Or, if he began with only Yotze Or, perish, the Kol Nusach Shel Bracha, the whole Nusach of the Bracha, Levat Shetor B'Hachasima, does he make a mistake at the end? Aval Pike L'Yotze, he won't be Yotze. Dolo Berich B'Hachasima L'Or, Hamaschil Ho'ev Yotze, he did not conclude with the Bracha on the Or that begins to light on this day. Sekan Vav Siyem Ma'ariv Aravim. If he concludes Ma'ariv Aravim, he's not Yitzah. Vim Toch De Dibu Niskav Ome Yotzah Ma'ariz. But let's say at the Chasima, he chapped himself, Toch De Dibu, and corrected himself, Yotzah Hama'aroz, Yotzah, he'll be Yotzah. Avam Shah Acha Sha'av Ma'ariv Aravim Kedei Dibu. But if he waited after Ma'ariv Aravim to Kedei Dibu, the time to say, the time it takes to say three words. And then he said Yotze Ma'oris, lo Yotze, he won't be Yotze. After Omer Yotze Ma'oris la'acha k'dei dibur, even if he said the words Yotze Ma'oris, but it was after k'dei dibur, it's not good enough. You have to go back to the beginning, Berachas Yotze Omer T'chilasa, all the way Berachat Hashem, from the beginning of Yotze. Sukkot Zayin lo Yotze. If he concludes Ma'arav Arvim, he's not Yotze. If him tov l'nisko ad shehischa avarabo, let's say he made a mistake, and he didn't chap his mistake until he began Avarabba. So at that point, lo yafsik bein time, don't interrupt your Avarabba. Rakisayim kisei the birchas Avarabba, finish the order of the brach Avarabba. Ba'achach yomi yotza'or, kodim kish, then shkodim kish, but then say yotza'or second. The Gemara says, the brach was an amma'akiv, on the sukkah is that the order of the brach is an amma'akiv. So we say yotza'or first and Avarabba second. If he said Avarabba first and yotza'or, he'll be yotza. So in this case, he has to go back to yotza'or, finish Avarabba first, and then do the bracha yotza'or, and then say Kriyishma. Sivkon Ches, if he concludes with Yotzeh Ma'oros, and he begins with Yotzeh, he's Yotzeh, even though he interrupts. Yotzeh, Tamtze Hasifu. The essence of this paragraph is as follows. Tishnei Devarim Yesh B'Virchas Yotzeh, the Shachas Yikuv. There are two things that are required for the bracha of Yotzeh in the morning. Aleph, Pesichas HaBracha O'em Se'isa Tzvich Elios Kedin. The beginning or middle has to be the Nusach of Yotzeh or Varechoshek and so on. Beis, chasimis ha-bracha. The end of the bracha has to be kedin. V'dan, you should know. Du'adin bevirchas ma'arav aravim da'arav. The same is true by ma'arav. The bracha ma'arav aravim by ma'arav. Kavora bevachas yudbezim and alfayin sham. The Gemara says this. Kori has to also follow the same rules like we're describing over here. Se'if katan test. She'hifsik b'ma'arav aravim. If I did the beginning right, I did the end right, even though I'm mafsik b'ma'arav aravim, it doesn't make a difference. Toch de dibur shall psichas yotzeor. Even though right with I said yotzeor v'chayishich, and toch de dibur I begin ma'arav aravim, v'amakol ha'nusich da'arvis, I said the entire nusich of ma'arav, levarach ha'sima minus the conclusion. Afal pikin lo aminin shenakar dezeh tevas v'yishon shiyotzeor. We don't say that the fact that you started toch de dibur, you uprooted your yotzeor and changed it to ma'arav. The fact is, if I began with shachris, even if I immediately launch into ma'arav, and then I return to Shachris, you're going to be Yotze, your beginning and end is proper, and that's good enough. If you look in the Ber Halacha, the bottom of the page, Emsiim Marv Arvim V'chulu. If he concluded Marv Arvim, so he's not going to be Yotze, because you have the wrong Chasima. I'm Ishtabur Sivkot Vav, Das HaBach, Lo Yoyal Afim Yisayim Tekef Yotze Ma'oros. The Mishtabur said that if I correct myself immediately, that's good enough. The Bach says, no. Even if you correct yourself immediately, it's not good enough. The Bach says, you can correct yourself to the deeper, it's no good. It doesn't help to correct yourself immediately. For the Pella, it's a wonder. Why is this any different from holding a glass of beer? For Savashu Yain, you thought it was wine. So you said, for Toch the deeper Nisker, and immediately you chop. V'siim shakol yitvaro, and you end shakol yitvaro. The rule of kamon simon reish tesef beis to yoytze, we say yoytze over there. Why should it be any different? V'av shiri isi beis ha'achron, shetoch ketes v'aizu, I know the osmach as an achron, I saw that wants to push aside this raya, lo nehir in dvav, I don't think he's right. V'chem v'vul lehedya, but tamida ben yoyne v'vachis, is klar, in the parish of tamida ben yoyne v'vachis, shom b'sof ha'in yid yoytze, that you are yoytze. V'lechashin hafsak, shmar v'vim, we don't care about the hafsak, ayin shom. So the Mishnah Berurah brought straight lahalocha this din that if you correct the Toch Dedibur is good enough. There is a Bach who disagrees and he holds the Bach as wrong. It can't be. Lahalocha, you're going to be Yoyetz if you correct the Toch Dedibur. Se'ev Gimel. Yesh oimim shahakadusha shebe Yoyetzer yochid oimra levisha eina ela sipudva. There are those who say that the Kedusha that we recite in the Bracha of Yoyetzer can be said be Yechidus. It's just a description of things that happen in Shemayim to Malachim. V'yesh oimim sheyochid medalga. Others say, no, if you bechid this, you have to skip it. V'yesh oimim sheyochid medalga. It's only said in a tzibur. V'yesh lochu shodivreim. One should be concerned with the second view. V'lizor sheyochid yomene benigenu tamim kekara b'tara. So if a yochid saying it, he should say it with a tune, with a trop, as if he's laning. It's interesting, it's a kekara b'tara. It's not in Chumash. But in any event, he should say it with a trop. Drama says, Ukva Pasha the Minik has Rishon. Lamaisa, the Minik has spread like the first opinion, the Yachid Omer saw, and Yechidim will say it without a minion, without the top. When you say this Kaddish, 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 you should say it out loud. Mr. Brewer, Sifkan Yud Medalko. So there's an opinion that you have to have a minion. If you don't have a minion, a yachid skips it. He'll just say, V'aymim b'yirah kadosh, v'ofanim v'chulu, v'aymim baruch, without speaking it out. Kasa b'fichodesh, b'chodesh writes, Afilim ha'yachid v'spal avado b'shvil sha'echa lavo, even if someone is doubting by himself because he came late to shul, he's in shul, but he's behind the tzibur, kim the ikat tzibur, since there is a tzibur present, oimram, he could say the whole kedusha in the bracha of Yotzer, afilim b'lachash, even cry the kliyama, even those who say b'yichidus, you can't say it. That's not called b'yichidus, since there's a minyan together with you in shul. Sometimes you're behind the shir tzibur, and the shul is ahead of you, and they get the kaddish kaddish before you do. So you don't have to do with a trop, you could just say it regularly. Sifkatan yuralf. Pasha the minig, hasperd v'chulu. Ve'ber ha'groa hiskim ha'alocha, the ber groa agrees la'alocha, la'deya ha'achroina, to the second view. So even though the Amor says the minig is like the first view, that it's sipid v'ram b'yalma, the v'nagoin really felt like the second view. Well, if he's shein lozuz me ha'minig, but since we don't move from the minig, so one should be mahadir if you're davening alone to say the kaddish kaddish with the trop as if you're reading psukim. The pim gadim also quotes levush that it's proper. So it's not just a question of being yeris the second sheet. The Vilna Gaon held that is the ikul halacha. So even though the Ramah says it's not the ikul halacha, it is a good thing to be choshish like the Mechaber says. When you say this kedusha, it should be said out loud. Ukadusha zo im efshe tov lo miyushev. Now, ideally, we should say this kedusha seated. If katan yud gimel, bekol ram, you should say the kedusha out loud. Dafka betzibur only when you're in a tzibur. Al biyachid or melachas. But if you're davening alone, you say it quietly. Ken kasev beli rabba so rest eli rabba. Al b'shay tshuva kasev shay tshuva writes shein kapeda. There's no difference. No concern. Even when you dam yichidus, you can say it out loud.